and it remained on him. I didn't recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water, he said to me, "On whomever you will see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he who baptizes in the Holy Spirit." I have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "teacher, where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is, being interpreted, Christ, Messiah, Hebrew, and Christ, Greek, both mean anointed one. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is by interpretation.